Ever feel like those relationship articles, you know, the ones promising healing after divorce and like a neat 4 years, are maybe a tad optimistic? This deep dive is for anyone who's ever felt that disconnect. We're cracking open a blog post, Up Against Ghosts, by the mindful modern mistress, about life and love after divorce, especially after escaping an abusive relationship. And she talks about the assumption that 4 years is all it takes to heal. But her experience, it's been 7 years and counting.
And that's something we see a lot, that disconnect between the expectation and the reality of healing from trauma. It's not like patching up a scratch. It's more,
A journey.
yeah, a journey, a deep internal reconstruction project. It takes time.
Totally. So, if 4 years is the quick six myth, what does a realistic timeline actually look like?
Well, she suggests something closer to a decade for true healing, especially after this kind of experience. And honestly, trauma recovery research backs that up.
Wow, a decade.
Yeah, there's that initial crisis phase right after. Then comes the avoidance, maybe numbing the pain or pretending it never happened.
Trying to bounce back like society expects.
Exactly. That pressure's immense, especially for women. Minimize your experience, put on a brave face, and just move on. But underneath, your nervous system is still processing, still healing.
Makes those first few years sound chaotic.
They can be. It's a lot to handle.
Yeah.
But after the initial shock, the avoidance, you gradually start confronting the trauma.
And that's where therapy and support come in.
Huge. Therapy, self-care, a good support system, those are crucial. The memories, the emotions, they resurface, and it's about processing them healthily instead of burying them again.
So even reaching that stage after escaping an abusive relationship,
It can take years.
no wonder she's hit the 7 year mark and realizing she's only beginning to heal.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets really interesting, because she talks about how this newfound peace, this deeper understanding of herself, it actually leads to a new set of challenges in her dating life.
Okay, so she spent years healing, understanding herself better, and that's when things get complicated. I am hooked. Tell me more. So she's done the work. She's more self-aware. But dating throws a curveball. What's this unexpected obstacle?
Well, put yourself in her shoes for a second, right? You spent years in a relationship where honestly your needs weren't a priority, where you were silenced.
Right, and now.
Now you've come out of that stronger, more sure of who you are, what you deserve. You're not willing to settle, to dim your light anymore.
I can see how that shift in mindset, while amazing for her personally, could make dating interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, exactly. And she hits this unexpected hurdle. The more she healed, the more discerning she became.
Makes sense.
Those red flags she might have ignored before, glaring neon signs now.
Oh, I bet. But also, ouch. It's like she leveled up, but the dating pool shrunk.
You got it.
Yeah.
And she's really open about how it impacted her relationships, a lot of short-lived connections, situations where, honestly, her intuition was screaming at her.
And she listened.
She did, which is huge. It speaks volumes about her journey, right?
Yeah.
She reached a point where her self-worth, that need for a real connection, outweighed the fear of being alone.
Wow.
She wasn't compromising her hard-earned peace to avoid those, awkward early dating conversations.
Talk about a power move, but what did those conversations even sound like? What were the make or break topics?
Well, she's incredibly open about her life. Single mom, upfront about that right away.
Right.
Also open about her sexuality, her interest in kink.
So we're talking about someone who is not afraid to be herself, even if it scares some people off.
100%. And as admirable as that is, she knows it's not always easy for everyone to deal with, especially early on in dating.
So how does she manage that? Being authentic, but realizing not everyone's ready for that level of openness right away.
Mindfulness.
Yeah.
She talks about recognizing that her normal might not be everyone else's normal.
Which is where those ghosts of the past come in. I'm really curious about that.
Right, so here's where it gets even more, let's say, complex. She's maintained friendships with some past lovers. For her, it's about closure, respect, recognizing that sometimes love changes, but it doesn't just vanish.
Which, and let's be honest, can be tricky in dating. Even if those past relationships are platonic, there's always potential for jealousy, especially for a new partner.
You said it. And she knows about that potential for, for friction. She's open that her approach to past relationships has caused some difficult conversations, misunderstandings even, with people she's dated.
And how does she deal with those situations? Because it doesn't sound like she'd cut off her friends just to make someone else comfortable.
She wouldn't. She's clear about that. It's not about changing who she is or what she values for a relationship. It's about finding a partner who's secure enough in themselves, in the relationship, to be okay with her past, even if it's different.
So finding that balance, staying true to yourself, but mindful of the other person's feelings, sounds like communication is key.
It's everything.
Yeah.
She's big on open communication early on about setting those boundaries, being upfront about her lifestyle, her expectations.
And if someone walks away?
She's okay with that.
Wow. It takes strength to be willing to risk rejection, to stay true to yourself, to what you need.
It really does. It's a reminder that sometimes choosing yourself means, yeah, means being alone for a bit.
Yeah.
But for her, it's way better than shrinking yourself to fit someone else's idea of who you should be.
I love that. Makes you think, though, are those of us who are single, who maybe take our time, are we actually furthest along in this whole healing process?
That is a really interesting question. And it gets at something she says in her post, challenging that whole idea that being single, especially for a while, means you've failed or you're not worthy.
Okay, gotta hear this.
She flips it completely. Suggests those who've been single, who've taken time to heal, to know themselves, set boundaries, they might be the ones most ready for a truly healthy relationship.
Because they know what they want.
Exactly. They're not settling, not ignoring those red flags.
Not damaged goods, but discerning, knowing their worth.
Yes.
Yes.
That's powerful, especially in a world that often links your relationship status to your value.
It's like she's saying the real win isn't finding a partner fast, but doing the work, healing, and coming out stronger.
And that journey, that self-commitment, that's something to celebrate, not something to, you know, hide away.
So well said. She talks about this idea of radical self-acceptance, too, and I think it ties into all of this.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean for her? How does it play out?
It's not just about, like, loving your good side, you know?
Yeah.
It's about those ghosts, mm-hmm. those experiences, choices, the things that have shaped you, even the messy stuff.
Making peace with it all.
Yes. Recognizing that those parts of your story, they make you who you are.
Embracing the whole package.
Exactly. And it changes everything. Dating, relationships, how you see the world. It's knowing you're worthy of love, not because you're perfect, but because of everything.
Instead of hiding those parts of yourself.
You own them.
This is my story. It made me who I am.
Yes. And it's not that those experiences don't affect her or that the pain's gone, but she doesn't let them define her future.
So no more being haunted by the past. She integrates it.
That's it. And it's so important. It's not about pretending it didn't happen. It's about acknowledging it, taking the lessons, and then moving forward.
With compassion.
Yes, for yourself and others.
So radical self-acceptance is the base. How does that actually look in her dating life? Because she gets into some pretty personal stuff in this post.
Oh, yeah. She's honest about those potentially awkward conversations that come up.
Yeah.
Past relationships, even the physical side of things.
Right.
She mentions body count, for example.
Yeah.
For her, it's not a big deal. Owns her choices.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets that it can be a sensitive topic, and she respects that.
Again, that mindfulness, being true to yourself, but recognizing other people have their own comfort levels.
Finding that balance, authenticity, and empathy. It's a dance, right?
It is. Not always easy.
Not at all. But being willing to show up authentically, flaws and all,
mm-hmm.
that's where real connection happens.
It is. So for our listeners on this journey, maybe battling those ghosts, feeling that pressure to bounce back, what's the one thing they should take away from her story?
You know, through all the honesty, the heartbreak, the healing, I think it's this. Don't let anyone rush you, not even society's expectations. Embrace the mess, the unexpected turns, even what feels like going backward. Those moments, the vulnerability, facing your past, accepting your present, that's where you find the strength for a future filled with love, on your terms.
Love that. Healing isn't a straight line, it's a journey. Sometimes those detours lead to the best places.
Absolutely.
Be kind to yourself, trust your own timeline, and that radical self-acceptance, it's powerful. Who knows, maybe those ghosts, they're really just guides leading you to a love you never thought possible.